This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under pressure from a growing grassroots movement against gentrification, city authorities in Berlin have put into effect a slate of measures, including rent caps, a partial ban on vacation rentals, development-free zones, and increased social housing subsidies. The goal is to bridle the bullish housing market and conserve the diverse social and cultural makeup of the city center. FBI Director James Comey announced that the agency is investigating whether members of President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 election. Comey also dismissed a Trump claim that he was wiretapped by his predecessor. Fox News poll last week showed that a mere 35% of Trump voters approve of his Twitter habits, and only 16% of all voters approve of them. Some 32% said they wish he'd be more careful with his feed. Passengers traveling to the U.S. from certain countries will no longer be allowed to carry laptops, tablets, and other portable electronic devices with them on their flights, according to new rules set to go into effect. U.S. officials made no public announcement about the change and have declined to comment, but word of the ban was made public in a tweet from officials at Royal Jordanian Airlines. Two sources confirmed to the Washington Post that new restrictions will be put into place. In what is known as the halo effect, European communities are more likely to vote for far-right politicians if they live close to diverse areas, but not actually within them. The number of grandparents in the U.S. has grown by 24% since 2001, the first year the census began keeping track. Ivanka Trump has been given a West Wing office, security clearances, and an undefined role in the Trump White House. She's created a trust for her business and brand, but reserved the right to recuse or veto deals, raising possible conflicts of interest. Gabby Williams, University of Connecticut star basketball player, says she wants to become a community organizer when her career is finished. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.